Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog. Books not found in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? And that book would be So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Specht. And as we continue to go through the new Jewish version, the whole point of these blogs is to get you to see and understand, as you're reading different books about different things, how you can distinguish whether somebody is a Bible believer or not. Okay? Clearly, when you have a new Jewish version, clearly they're not Bible believers. And you can look it up. Most Jews hate the Apostle Paul. Most Jews hate the Lord Jesus Christ. There are scores of websites attacking the Lord Jesus Christ and attacking the Apostle Paul, calling the Lord false, calling the Apostle Paul false. So, on page 119, as we continue to go through the new Jewish version, basically, the non-Bible-believing version, the new Jewish version is not a revision of the Jewish version of 1917, nor of any other version, Jewish or Christian, okay, but is completely fresh translation of the traditional Hebrew text in living, up-to-date, and highly readable English. Although it is not a mechanical, word-by-word translation, as was the 1917 version, it is, on the whole, faithful to the original Hebrew text. Now, do you think they have the originals? Just like they say they have the original Greek, do you think they have the original Hebrew text? The translators strove for the principle of equivalent effect. Their goal was to produce a version that would carry the same message to modern man as the original did to the world of ancient times. They sought to determine as accurately as possible the meaning of the Hebrew and then to state that meaning in good contemporary English. So if they were faithful to the original Hebrew, why did they seek to determine as accurately as possible the meaning of the Hebrew and then to state the meaning in good contemporary English? They broke away from the traditional biblical English of earlier standard versions. They therefore endeavored, here it comes, to avoid the use of all obsolete words and phrases. The phrase, "and it came to pass," familiar in traditional English versions, has disappeared. The use of thou and its various case forms has been abandoned, even in language addressed to God. How about that? Surprisingly, the somewhat antiquated idiom to take to wife is used several times. The translators were well aware of the fact that the Hebrew particle waw, usually translated and, in the traditional English versions, can be used in a number of senses, conjunctive, disjunctive, and adverbial, depending on the context. Consequently, they translated it not only as and, but also as but, however, when, then, so, thus, thereupon, and although. On occasion, it was left untranslated. So are we supposed to guess what it's translated when we're reading that word? It's any one of those? The sentence structure... Oh, wait. This has greatly improved the translation's readability. The sentence structure has, in some instances, been modified over the 1917 version. Occasionally, long sentences have been broken up into smaller units. At other times, sentences have been combined into larger units. The new version is a model of typographical art, printed on excellent paper in large, easy-to-read type. With a single column to the page, the text is arranged in paragraphs, though the verse numbers are given in small type. The version is supplied with useful footnotes. These are of various kinds. Some call attention to significant variants in the ancient MSS and versions. Who also ascribes to the ancient MS versions? The Roman Catholic text, the Sinaiticus Vaticanus text. Did you pick up on that one? More next week.